No, we can't keep Zoe waiting because she's from The Guardian. Because Dungannon, Miss Zoe Williams, is the ugliest town.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you because I'm looking at the screen there and Zoe has dropped off. Now, I warned you that Zoe might change her mind. She was on a train.
She was on a train.
This is, now, you see, if you didn't sit there and slabber and have to get talking rubbish to me, you could be talking to Zoe. We have to say, though, she might not have hung up. She might have actually gone in a tunnel because she was on a train.
She did not hang up. I think I've had enough of this show.
Have you?
Zoe, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you have described Dungannon as the ugliest town you've ever seen. How dare you?
I mean, seriously, I really, really liked it. I enjoyed my time there, but I've never seen anywhere with so little genuine architectural merit.
What were you doing in Northern Ireland in the first place?
So I came to see the happiest people in the UK, and they are variously in Armagh, Enniskillen and Dungannon. But the reason Dungannon is particularly interesting is because it's so close to Cooksmore, second most anxious people in the UK live.
And you just didn't like Dungannon, Zoe?
No, I love Dungannon. I cannot tell you how much I love it.
Well, you've called it the ugliest town you've ever seen.
I know, but that doesn't mean you're not happy, right? I mean, there's a town in England called North Yarrow.
I think our signal problem with Zoe this morning. Linda Dillon is chair of the Middle Ulster District Council. Can you imagine, Linda, Dungannon being described as the ugliest town that Zoe's ever seen?
Well, I think, to be fair, and I mean, I think you can even tell by Zoe's reaction, I think that it was probably a bit tongue-in-cheek, and she did come back from it a bit later on in the article. And I suppose, to be fair to her also, we are actually investing in Dungannon town, and that's probably a recognition that something does need to be done in the town. So we're actually tenders have gone out and work is due to begin on Dungannon town on the second phase of the public realm scheme. But I would be more than happy to give her a tour of all that there is to offer in Dungannon.
Zoe,
Hellebornale is a good place to start for anybody that's coming to visit.
Zoe wrote in her article, Dungannon with its squat, claustrophobic high street under smoke-grey clouds, easily the ugliest town I've ever seen, simply fosters joy. I don't know how, she said. I don't think I've been in Dungannon for about 20 years. What's there? Sell it to me.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. The first place that anybody should stop whenever they come to Dungannon town now would be the Hill of O'Neill, Ranfurly House and Arts Centre. And there is actually a new viewing tower going to be launched now in late October. And you're very welcome to come and see it. And from that viewing tower, you can see the nine counties of Ulster. It's the same way that the O'Neills ruled. But there's fantastic. It's a fantastic venue. It's really something worth seeing. I was actually up on it on Friday night. There was a function on for the 50th anniversary for Spurnview Special School. And I mean, the whole building was actually taken over by the people at that function. And they were all saying how fantastic the venue itself was. And it really is. It really is something to see.
Are you taking any offence at what Zoe said?
Absolutely not. I think it was tongue-in-cheek. And I don't think that... I mean, anybody can have a bad view of anywhere on any given day. It can depend on your own mood or just what's going on in the town at the time. But no, I certainly wouldn't be taking any offence. I don't think that that's the nature of the people in this area.
Linda, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.